This is the New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. We turn to the second big election for the New World in 2022. Brazil, the leading candidate for the presidency is Lula da Silva, a former president who is right now campaigning easily, breezily, and doing very well in the polls. The sitting president, President Bolsonaro, has just launched his campaign for re-election, and he presents it as good versus evil, which is a useful marker when you're making a difference between how you govern and how Lula da Silva may or may not govern. However, when we get down to policy, a deal of Bolsonaro's success, and he talks about it, is the metaphor, cutting red tape. Professor, my understanding in general about Brazil for many years, and I'm led to this by the most helpful and discerning Mary Anastasia O'Grady of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, who writes the Americas column, is that Brazil is hobbled, limited by the idea of statism, that big things never change, and that the people who have control of the government, private industry, banks, remain the same generation after generation. Is that accurate? Has Bolsonaro changed that? Or is this the same old thing with a new speaker?
I have the greatest respect for Mary O'Grady and her column in the Wall Street Journal and other writings. And I think she really points to one of many different characteristics of Brazil's self-confidence. One, obviously, is that sense of the continuity of the classic old elites who have always owned things. And that's something that you see in many different parts of Latin America that comes with it a certain cynicism. The Brazilians also have tended to have a great deal of faith in the state. But the Brazilians also have many good attributes as well in terms of there is an enduring tolerance in their society, that with the political rift between Jair Bolsonaro, whose rhetoric looks very much like that represented by Donald Trump and the disaffected in the United States, and the left, really the hard left, represented increasingly by Lula da Silva, that has not torn Brazil apart more than you'd expect. But in terms of the current presidential race, depending on whose polls you believe in, as Bolsonaro officially launches his campaign, he is somewhere between 20 percentage points or maybe 12 or 15 percentage points behind Lula. Now, there was some hope that there would be some centrist candidates that would provide other alternatives. Some of the people mentioned are Ciro Gomes and Sergio Moral, who played a role in actually prosecuting Lula, and others in the so-called car wash scandal, Lava Jato. Those alternatives have not fully emerged. Gomes is maybe seen as a little bit too much talk and not enough action. Moro really is not much of a politician. So it really is shaping up to be Bolsonaro versus Lula. And that's going to be a very consequential election. And of course, because we're just getting started, we're going to see in the campaign really taking forth a lot of the issues that have really troubled the Brazilians about social spending, the environment, the management of COVID, organized crime, and other things. And so that debate, I think, is just starting to fire up, and we'll see that in the months that lead up to the October 2022 presidential election.
Brazil has the same inflation we have, maybe higher. Brazil has the same, given the seasons change, as we come into springtime, Brazil is into fall. The same demands on its agricultural base, which is critical to a number of nations to maintain food security. Brazil has the same natural resources, rich natural resources, as all of Latin America, especially oil. And the price of oil, Petrobras is the national oil company. The price of oil is now very high, and Brazil is getting that revenues. So the picture is changing quickly, and the war in Ukraine has tossed everything up in the air, and new ideas are being debated in Europe now about moving from dependency on Russian energy or to finding offsets, for example, from the New World. Is Brazil also enjoying this debate about what the future looks like now that Europe is destabilizing for the first time since the Second War? For example, does Brazil look to to commercialize its energy business? Is it looking to fracking? Is it looking to new investment in its oil sector? Certainly Europe is an example of how we should not ignore fossil fuels given the geopolitical dynamism. In other words, is there an argument coming now because of Ukraine that wasn't there before that will change the presidential contest?
As you point out, John, Brazil is a vast country. It's a federal system like the United States, where what's going on in individual states and their very distinct economies oftentimes matter as much as what's going on in the federal economy. As you pointed out, Brazil has a number of different very important extractive sectors which are benefited by high prices right now. So it has an oil sector, especially the offshore oil, the so-called pre-salt oil, which although it's very expensive to extract, that certainly benefits from the dramatically high oil prices that have been pushed up even farther by Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Brazil also has an enormous agricultural sector. It sells not only things like soybeans and soy oil, but finished products, meats, beef, pork, other things. China has become a very important consumer of that. And so with relatively high grains prices and agricultural prices, that's another area where Brazil benefits. And yet the benefit is limited by the fact that Brazil, especially in the south, has had difficulties with drought. Brazil has had will have difficulties with its harvest getting some of the nitrate-based fertilizers that it needs from Russia, given sanctions on Russian supplies of a number of different things.
We have Brazil about 1 minute, Professor. Go ahead.
Brazil also has a very important mineral sector, iron ore, Vale or CVRD, but it also has a biomedical sector in manufacturing and many other things. Bottom line is the Brazilian economy is growing about 4.5% right now. So it really depends on whether those who are benefited by these activities, whether that wins out or those who are left behind by some of the other industries that are impacted win, and how that is spun, both by Lula and by Bolsonaro, both of which have very different groups of supporters in different sectors of the economy.
Yeah, the checkered flag drops. The contest is on. Bolsonaro versus Lula da Silva. Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.